For the last 5 weeks, Amy Oropeza has called the Road Home Shelter home.
Well, my husband was deported to Mexico, and I couldn't afford the mortgage payments, so I lost my home. Sorry. And that's basically what brought us here.
Oropeza has 9 kids, 3 of whom are staying at the shelter with her. 5-month-old twin boys and a 2-year-old.
I don't think a lot of people realize how you can have everything and then have everything just taken away from you so quickly. It's not something I expected. I am happy that, you know, there is a place that me and my kids can come. It's a roof over the head, but it's not easy. It's not home.
Road Home Executive Director Matt Mankovich says the Oropezas aren't alone in their situation. In fact, due to demand, the Road Home was forced to open their overflow shelter in Midvale several weeks early, just to get families off the street.
Our peak out at Midvale used to be about 31 families on any given night in the course of the winter. We will be double that this winter. I have little or no doubt.
Mankovich says the Midvale shelter housed 65 families Wednesday night. And in order to keep up with the constant influx of families, caseworkers are working overtime, trying to get people back on their feet and supporting themselves as quickly as possible.
Help them address any barriers that might be preventing them from getting back into housing. Sometimes they have some back bills that we've got to work with them to help them address. It takes dollars. But instead of investing dollars in more and more facilities, we want to invest dollars directly in those families who are in the throes of this crisis of homelessness and help address their immediate need and help them to get out of shelter and get back into housing. And when we do that, we're freeing up space at the shelter for the next family.
Mankovich says there is no way shelters would be able to be helping as many people as they are right now without the state's Housing First program, a plan that was instigated to move Utah's chronically homeless out of shelters and into permanent housing in an effort to free up more beds for those who were seeking assistance for just a short time.
We have about 74 individuals scattered across Salt Lake Valley in different apartments. Now, with the 74 beds that were vacated in our shelter as a result of the departure of that small segment of humanity that was living at the shelter, over the next couple years, it's conceivable that we'll serve over 1,000 people with those same 74 beds.
The Road Home says it is in need of warm clothes and diapers right now. Any donations can be dropped off at their shelter downtown. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.